Hi, it's Leanne Dolan, and my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical, is out now and available everywhere. People magazine chose it as an April pick of the month, one of the best this week. A hopeful take on commitment, they said, and an innovative story about marriage. Sounds juicy. The Marriage Sabbatical, out now, available everywhere.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters.
What's a satellite sister?
The person you call when the best thing in your life happens or the worst.
The person that gets you up, gets you going, and gets you through.
And every once in a while, changes your mind.
This podcast is part pep talk, part weekly check-in.
Like grabbing coffee with a friend.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Satellite Sisterhood.
Welcome to Satellite Sisters. We're happy that you're here today. I'm Leanne Dolan. I'm here in Los Angeles at the Wondery Sunset Studios. It's in West Hollywood. That's just cool, isn't it, Liz?
On Sunset Boulevard, Leanne.
Yes.
Here we are. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm the middle sister. I live in Santa Monica, California, but I enjoy coming to like the Sunset Strip to work. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Jewel, what's happening there in the closet?
I'm Julie Dolan. I'm the oldest sister. And, you know, I work from home, exactly, in my closet, because that makes it sound even better. I'm an empty nester, an urban nana, sometimes a world traveler, and just really happy to be back with you today, sisters.
You know, I have to laugh. I think this weekend, just because we had a lot of guests and party, and we're going to talk about it, but I think I must have answered the question, so does Julie go to a studio like 10 times? I'm like, no, she's just in the closet in her house. No.
Just what she says, that's what she's actually doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was also doing some traveling this weekend. I'll give you like my complete report later, but I hit one of those classic airplane situations coming home from New York City yesterday where I had an aisle seat confirmed on the noon flight, but I was at the airport early enough to actually make the 11 o'clock flight. So I was on standby for the 11 a.m., but I knew the chances I was going to get an aisle seat on the 11 a.m. as a standby.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
It was zero. So what would you have done in this situation? I was really debating, is it worth it to spend another hour sitting around JFK just so you're not crammed in the middle? And I decided it was not worth it. So I took my crammed in middle seat. And
oh,
I just,
you did?
I just got home and I was just ready to get home. You know, plus I knew that in my bag, I had my laptop that had died the day before. And so once I got home, I was going to have to go out and buy a new computer so we could do today's show. So worked out fine.
Extenuating circumstances then. Yeah. As a claustrophobic, the middle seat for 6 hours, it's a tough haul for me. I would have just enjoyed another hour at JFK.
Yeah.
Gotten in my aisle seat.
All right. I understand.
I get it.
I would normally...
Duty free shopping, Liz. I can't believe you missed that opportunity.
All right. We are going to hear all about your 40th reunion, Liz. People want to know about Mr. Dingleberry or Doppelsmith or...
I cannot believe I did not find him. Gary Doppelganger? No, what was his name?
Doppeldorf. It's a tragedy.
Dumbledorf, yes.
Also, we're going to do a story you tried to do last week about The Walking Man. That's all we're going to say. We have some entertaining sisters. Julie went to see Booksmart this weekend.
Yes,
we're going to tell you.
I want to encourage Satellite Sisters. Yes.
And then we're going to talk about our best beach bag books list coming up. We have a preview of that. Julie, you had something pretty serious happen in your family, a health situation. So you're going to fill us in on that later. But I think first we're going to taco about the engagement party, aren't we, Julie?
Yes, let's taco about the engagement party. Of course, let's set it up straight. This is our sister Sheila, who's been on many a podcast. Her daughter Ruthie is engaged to be married to Jeremy. Now, their wedding ceremony and reception is going to be held at the Golden Unicorn Dim Sum Palace restaurant in Chinatown, New York. They feel like this is a unique and authentic place in New York City. But given the venue and given the size of our family, we decided to host an engagement party for West Coast relatives or people like me in the middle of the country in order to celebrate the happy couple, the young couple. And because we were not getting invited
to the wedding.
That's pretty much it.
Which we're cool with as a family. It's okay.
Yeah. Yes, we were. This is, we're fine with that. So a plan was hatched to have an engagement party in Leanne's beautiful house and backyard. The date was set for this past weekend. And I would have to say, Liz, you were not there because you actually are invited to the wedding ceremony.
Right.
And because you were attending your college reunion.
Yeah.
So you don't know. But it was a fabulous party. Right, Leanne?
It was very festive. I think it lived up to the promise of the invitation and the hype. I mean, it was executed the day of the party. We executed.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go into that a little bit more. But, you know, tacos were had. Margaritas yes. were had. There mm-hmm. was good cheer and festivity. There was music and decorations. There was a lot of family. People made big efforts to get in. Mm-hmm. Our sister Monica came down from Portland. Our brother Dick and his wife Susan were there with their two children. You know, we just had a ton of fun. There were family and friends on Ruthie's other side. So that was fantastic. So I feel like we executed the promise of the invitation, Julie.
Well done, sisters. Well done.
I do. I mean, our sister Sheila was definitely exerting her full rights and privileges as MOB, mother of the bride. So much so, Liz, that we actually had a rehearsal dinner for the engagement party, complete with toasts and presents.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
That she booked some arrangements.
Yeah.
She was happy to have other people pay for them, but Sheila booked that. Yeah, she booked the arrangements.
She's good at that.
And
it's
she
true.
Came bearing gifts for the co-hosts, for Leanne and for myself. And there were some nice toasts, but she was certainly very, very excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't some slapdash, last-minute, pulled-together, casual party. There was a lot of thought and preparation. So, Leanne, I think it's appropriate that we talk about some of the party prep, including the fact that you painted your house the week of the party.
Which was still happening when I left town on Thursday.
Oh,
the house painting was not complete.
You know, most of you don't follow the weather in Southern California that closely, but we've had the wettest May on record. So what should have been an easily completed 2.5 week project, 5 o'clock Friday, those painters left. At one point on Friday, all three doors in my house were wet and open. And I was trapped in my own home with my dog in the back because we couldn't go anywhere. I had painters. The yard guy came. He couldn't do anything because all the paint was wet. I had the guys delivering all the tables, the chairs, the plates. They were showing up. Oh my gosh. At 5 o'clock Friday, I thought, I guess we're going to get this done. Three quarters of the house were painted, Liz. Three quarters. So
but the right
that's
three
a
nice sides size. Of the house.
What would mom say in this situation? She would say, a galloping horse would never notice, right?
Yep.
We did
so
it.
We were instructed not to look out one of the windows facing, I don't know whether that was west or east, but just don't look out that window. That's what we were told.
Yeah, the south-facing side of the house. So then that's why Saturday we had to buckle down because normally, you know, you come to our house, you're staying at our house, Julie and Trem were staying there. It's done. Like we've executed
the
game
tables
plan.
Are set.
Yeah.
Everything's in place.
Tables are set. Things are so. We had both an interior and an exterior team.
Right.
Leanne and her husband are very experienced and professional party throwers. So they have their assigned roles. And my husband and I, we were the worker bees. We just did what our assignments was. My husband was sent outside. He was working with Leanne's husband. I was part of the interior team. I was assigned to ironing all the napkins, Liz, which I enjoy. So
yes.
I did that. I was brought in on the queso consultation and table positioning, but I didn't overstep my boundaries there. And then I think I did a very solid job on the dusting and vacuuming.
Dusting and vacuuming.
Nice.
Because I couldn't even do that because all the men and the windows were open on Friday.
Right.
Oh,
like
there was nothing I could do. So in the meantime, I'm doing the food prep and this and that. And my husband is re-landscaping the yard. He's cutting down trees.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. But I have to tell you, by 5 o'clock Friday, everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So the party started at 6:30. Then my people started showing up. The taco truck came early. Then I had the steel band guy. And then I had the help in the kitchen. And so for an hour and a half, it was frantic. And the only problem with that was Julie and her husband were there. Like, I had guests already there watching me execute the party prep, and that's not pretty. The last hour and a half before a party is frantic.
It gets tense.
But I usually don't have eight people, like, sitting on the patio watching me. So
It was okay. There was, because let's just talk about some of the party highlights. Once the party was under swing. Now you may, if you've listened to this podcast, you know, Leanne was skeptical. She doubted whether we really needed a steel drum. Can I just say now, any occasion you have coming up, birthday, graduation, summer party, wedding, engagement party, I don't know, whatever you have, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, get yourself a steel drum. Was it not the most festive thing you've ever heard, Land? You had a guy, you parked him out by the garage.
Right.
He was a one-man band. He had a steel drum. He did a little vocals. He had some background. I mean, his rendition of Yellowbird was just outstanding.
It was just the ticket.
It was just the ticket. And what I liked was several people were at the party for 10 or 15 minutes, and then they look over and they'd see it was a live human being. And they'd be like, oh my gosh, there's a real guy playing this. So it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, he was very professional. Came, did his thing. I contracted him for 1 hour, and he didn't go over that hour. And then I said, please help yourself to tacos. And that is lovely. So he did great. They were great. The tacos were executed well.
Excellent.
This cart does a really good fish taco in particular. Mm. People love the fish taco.
Leanne made her world famous shrimp ceviche, which people gobbled up, as well as the queso. Leanne was wavering on queso, but that was a big hit.
It was salsa basket queso.
Okay.
Time I attempted to make it, and it was like bad fondue. So this time we used the salsa basket's queso.
Delish.
Heated up in a fondue pot. I had my high school girls do that, Camille Marie and Eliza. They were in the kitchen executing things. Don't worry.
That was good. But and Sheila was the entertainment. She had prepared a trivia contest for Ruth and Jeremy. She came with a giant bag, and it had signs and props, candy. She had a script. It was clever. It was funny. It was warm. She really wanted to honor Jeremy and welcome him into our family. Mm-hmm. And she did a wonderful job. I mean, Jeremy's been around. They've been going out for 12 years.
So we all know Jeremy.
But I don't think we've ever really acknowledged him. So when you're in a big family, you know, that's just people are on the move. So this was a great tribute to Jeremy. It was lots of fun, and Sheila just kept that show going. So I think that clearly was one of the highlights of the night.
Right. And then again, we said no cake. We're not throwing a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But people enjoyed the Cuban cookies we got at Porto's.
They were delicious.
Porto, and then the small Mexican popsicles, the paellitas, also good. So the perfect finish.
Yep.
And then what did we have, Liz? Because it's a Leanne Dolan event.
Right.
Gift bags.
Coffee. Oh, gift bags.
We had gift bags, yes.
What was in the gift bags?
We had seltzer water. We had candy. We had chocolates. We had designer tissues. They were all there. It was all part of the party.
Nice. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. People love seltzer, Liz, on the way home. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. A little can of seltzer is really always welcome. So that was it. It was big fun. It came. People enjoyed themselves. And then it was fun. Julie and Trem stayed at the house, and Dick and Sue and Leo and Fiona stayed. So the next morning we had like a big slumber party.
Nice.
And then we had a little early breakfast, brunch, many, many pots of coffee. And then people took off. And then Barrick and I cleaned up. Well, first we all took naps. Literally, I took a nap at 11:30. It's unusual for me to nap before noon.
Leanne gave it her all. We all gave it our all.
Yes.
But it was really a fun party.
Yeah.
I think fun was had by all. It was an engagement party, not a wedding reception.
Not a wedding. Yeah.
And we achieved that. So, and really, just a steel drum. Another hats off to him. That was pretty good.
Well, I am sorry that I missed it. You know, I, of course, would have been there if it didn't conflict with my 40th college reunion. So I got dispensation from both of you to skip it and go to my reunion. So I'll give you a quick recap of that with some of the highlights of the reunion were. First of all, it was a plan that involved trains, planes, and automobiles, which doesn't always go well. You know, so what my plan was to fly to New York. I spent the night in New York City with a friend of mine. We'll call her Judy A. Then Friday morning, we get on the train from 125th Street, take the train out to Stamford, where Judy R. picks us up, another college friend who lives in Stamford, and the three of us have a little road trip up to Providence, Rhode Island, where we went to college. So that all of that was super fun, especially this. I get choked up even thinking about it. We got into the car in Stamford, and Judy R. slips in a CD. Music starts to play in the car. And she says, Liz, this is the music that was playing in your room the first time I ever met you, freshman week.
Oh.
And it was Paul Simon's Rhyming Simon. And
all right.
It was just a classic. You know, that's Kodachrome.
Yeah.
That's Something So
yes,
Right.
Yes.
And that's, you know, something you really need in a college dorm. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. All
yeah.
of those, the hits just kept coming with the Paul Simon. But isn't that thoughtful?
That is.
Yeah.
That's very
that
thoughtful.
Is, that's a lovely thing. Write that down if you're going to a college reunion.
It was very sweet. Then she handed me an envelope with several photos in it, one of which I posted on Instagram last night. So if you don't follow Satellite Sisters on Instagram, you should do that. Julie, you can't see all of these, but the one I posted on Instagram is because Judy R. and I also traveled through Italy together when we were both on our junior year abroad. She was in London. I was in Paris. We met up in Paris. We took the train to Rome. So picture number one that I posted is me standing in the Stazione Termini in Roma in 1978. Just classic photo, first of all. I mean, it's like an anachronism alert, right? I'm holding a map, like a big paper map. I'm wearing a giant backpack with the metal frame.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist
anymore. And no doubt you had a copy of Let's Go
Europe
in that backpack.
Yep. I'm wearing black clogs because that's what I wore for 4 years of college anyway. Another friend looked at the picture and it said, is that a beeper on your waist? I'm like, no, beepers hadn't even been invented yet. That is just the clip for the giant backpack, because otherwise you would tip over backwards. So anyway, so that is a very cute picture. But it also made me think, like back in the day, one person had to hold the camera to take the picture of the other person. So you have a lot of pictures of just one of you, right?
That's
true. Not like with selfies where you can both get in the photo. And then here's another one, another version of kind of the same thing. This is Firenze, Leah, and this is me in the Florence train station. Again, all by myself.
Oh, you look so young.
I was 20, I guess. And then here's one of me at Judy's wedding, dancing with her husband. And I was like, oh, that was a fun wedding, like a mid-80s wedding. I loved that dress that I'm wearing.
That is a great, you look great. It's the person in the foreground of the photo who's going to regret those sleeves and that hair. Okay.
Anyway, so that was super fun. So we make our way up to Providence. It's all good. We're having fun. And then there's a lot of activities. There were just a few surprising developments. You know, reunions, you want to see your old friends, but you never know what's going to happen. I did say on last week's show that I was shocked to learn there was a guy named Gary Doodlesack in my class.
Yes.
And as someone whose name is Dolan, alphabetically, I was surprised. I never knew anyone named Doodlesack that I noticed that. And then the whole weekend went by and I forgot to go find Gary Doodlesack.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, he was allegedly there somewhere, but I didn't know what he looked like. So how would I do that? But we had some fun things. There were some surprise moments. My friend Judy A. had a former roommate come up. This is what you always want. Like, you know, the roommate from hell that you had in college? Her roommate from hell actually came up to her, pulled her aside, and apologized for being such a terrible person when they were in college. Right?
Wow.
So
that's
so,
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was pretty nice. You get that.
Accept that. Yeah.
Then there was another one who that she couldn't even remember who her freshman year roommate was. Sometimes these people, they come and they go in your life, and her freshman year roommate just mysteriously appeared and said, remember me? She was like, no, not really, but whatever. So there were those kinds
of... Even though
of,
they lived together for 9 months, that's good.
Yeah. There were those kinds of moments. But for me, the best part... So we had two nights. We had Friday night and Saturday night there. The best part was that Judy A., Judy R., and I had rented an Airbnb in this, like, haunted mansion just not far from the campus. So a woman who had been in Providence for 40 years, like came there as a college student when she was 18 from Iran, stayed, obviously had some affiliation with the university or her husband did or something. So she has this giant haunted mansion, and we had a like bedroom suite. So here's what I recommend is make sure you schedule enough time for the slumber party recap, because you have the two nights of talking to people, and like it's not like the three of us were moving through the crowd together. So the best part every night was coming back, all getting into our pajamas, getting into bed, and then recapping some of the people we had met, the insane things. People will say insane things to people they haven't seen in 20 years or 40 years. Like, I was just...
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but, you know, there was one woman, like, she had obviously recently been through a family trauma.
Yeah.
And I won't go into the details. Okay. But, like, all I needed to say is, so, how you doing? And that all came out.
Okay.
And I understand that. We've all been in moments in that, but it is just interesting. So that was all good. And the only tips for future reunions that I want to offer is, by the time it's your 40th reunion, it means everyone's like 61 or 62-ish. I would suggest more seated events.
Yeah.
Because almost every event was sort of a cocktail party, stand-up style thing. And so that was a lot of standing around and a lot of cocktail party chit-chat. It made it hard to have like deeper, more thoughtful conversations with people. So it's a good thing we had the slumber party aspect to our event. And then one last thing, every class does a class forum on a various subject. And our class, because we're all kind of at the age where our lives could be changing, people are kind of retiring, whatever, the class of 79 decided that our class conversation was going to be personal and professional reboot. Like, what are you doing for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. kind of thing, mm-hmm. because we're all in transition. So I was invited to be on that panel because I have rebooted.
Of course.
But no, because I've rebooted my life so many times, Julie. Mm-hmm. I think like a lot of these people had conventional careers and now they're thinking, okay, now what do I do?
Now they're thinking I should start a podcast.
But you're a professional panelist, Liz. You know, moderator, panelist. Yes. This is part of your career profile. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Julie. So we had one guy, Jay, who I had never seen before. He is a climate change activist. Seated next to me, Mayor Ruth Ann. She's mayor of a small town.
Mayor. She's mayor. A mayor.
Mayor of a small town. So gotta love that. Bill is now working at a university down south where he is director of inclusion and diversity. He had a very interesting career. And Karen, who I had known for a long time, was at Goldman Sachs for a long time. So it was quite a range. And I was worried that it would all just be like, you know, career, blah, blah, blah. And how interesting is that for people?
I hope you...
You do a podcast on that. Yeah.
I know. I do give career advice. But what was really interesting, I got to say, that it kind of became almost everyone in the class showed up. So it was like 300 people there. And during the Q&A, there were just people were making interesting observations about their lives, asking interesting questions. And it really was a coming together moment for the class in the way that I had not anticipated. So I really, really enjoyed that. I had to prep for a couple of, like one of the questions was, what would you tell your children or grandchildren about your college career and what would be important to think about in college? Well, I have no children or grandchildren.
Right.
So I did a focus group on that with Judy A and Judy R in the car on the way up, because Judy A has 20-something children and Judy R has also adult children and already has grandchildren. So I even had some good answers on what to tell the grandchildren and children. But at the end, people were more just sharing about what this stage in life is like. And at the very end, one guy kind of raised his hand and said, I'm at the stage now where my father has gotten very sick, Alzheimer's, and my partner and I, we just moved my father in with us. And he talked a little bit about what that transition is like. And then that sparked a whole nother conversation about where we are in our lives. Because I talked about that. I was like, oh my God, I've been through that. I said, I'm just so lucky that I had 7 brothers and sisters, because between the 8 of us, we could like really, it took all eight of us to get through it. And he said, I also have seven brothers and sisters. So what are the chances of that? Anyway, I went over and gave them a big hug afterwards. But so all the way around, really a delightful weekend.
Good.
Some very heartfelt.
Good that you did that, Liz.
Some very heartfelt moments. And but did not meet the doodle sack. So now I have a goal for reunion 5 years from now.
Excellent. I stopped listening when you said you stayed at an Airbnb. Have you ever stayed at an Airbnb?
I have. When my condo was being tented for termites a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
I decided I would go and explore another neighborhood in LA. So I rented an Airbnb in Trendy Los Feliz.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
So I had done that.
I didn't know you did that. So my head was still spinning over that factoid.
Anyway, we really, really had a good time. I would encourage people to go to a reunion, but make sure you plan like small group time, not just all big group time.
And bring a portable seat. You heard it here.
Bring your own chair.
All right. Stay with us. We have more to discuss on Satellite Sisters. We would like to thank some sponsors of today's podcast.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
All right, we're back. Julie, you're going to tell us some family news, has serious health scare there in your family. But first, just I want to mention, we're thinking of everyone in the Midwest and Dayton, Ohio, and all the other places where
so
the
awful.
Tornado
What's happening
damage.
There?
Holy cow, the shots, the news shots are unbelievable. I tell you, that must be terrifying, mm-hmm. the tornadoes, mm-hmm. you know?
Tornadoes at night, too, when you can't see them. That's even worse. So, and I know there are like 5 million people without power today because of these. And it was the rapid onset of these, you know, there were several tornadoes that came through. So that was terrible.
Yeah, so we are thinking of you there. If you have had some damage or have friends and family in that tornado alley, we're thinking of you today.
Well, Liz and Leanne, I have some, I think, pretty good news this morning. I just wanted to let you both know that my son, Will, was going to attempt to go back to work today. I don't know how he was going to get there, or I don't know how long he was going to last at work, but he was feeling strong enough to at least try to go back to work. So let me tell everybody else in the Satellite Sister Satellite Sisterhood what has happened. 2 weeks ago, I got a call from my daughter-in-law, Lauren, and she said, Will is in the emergency room. He has a virus. I think you should come. And that was all she knew at that time. And I pretty much dropped everything, and got
that is a scary call to get.
Yes, that is a really scary call to get. And I didn't really know what kind of virus it was, but she, you know, really felt like he needed to come. As it turns out, my son Will was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a very rare disease. And what this Guillain-Barré syndrome does is it's a rapid onset of muscle weakness, pain, and paralysis that is caused by your autoimmune system, that it gets triggered by a virus. They don't know, you know, what kind of virus or what the underlying virus it is, but what it does is it sort of turns your autoimmune system on yourself, and your own autoimmune system starts to damage the coating on your nerves, nervous system. So it usually starts in the extremities, in your feet, in your legs, in your hands. But if it is not treated, if it's not diagnosed, it can go into your lungs. And obviously, if your lungs are paralyzed, it's a fatal disease. So Will had been having some symptoms. I don't know. He had tingling in his hands, numbness in his feet, but it had progressed. And of course, he, you know, hadn't seen a doctor. He thought he was just run down. Maybe he had mono. Maybe it was Lyme disease. He wasn't certain. But, you know, fortunately, my daughter-in-law hounded him to go to his general practitioner. He went there and then was immediately sent to Columbia Presbyterian. And I want to give a big shout out to that hospital, because he got there and that they were able to diagnose it correctly. My daughter-in-law became a real advocate. She started calling people, tapping on her computer. She found one of the leading experts in both MS, because they thought maybe it was MS, but also someone that has really treated a number of these cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, so that they were able to make a definitive diagnosis of this disease. And the good news is there is a specific course of remedy. It's a 5-day treatment where you get infusions of immunoglobulin.
Wow, thank goodness you could get a quick diagnosis. That's kind of miraculous for something so rare.
Yeah, I am very grateful. It's a terrible thing to happen, but I'm very grateful for both his general practitioner. And then once he got to Columbia Presbyterian, he got to see this Dr. Nealon, who they nailed it. They just nailed the diagnosis. They knew what it was. And it's, he had planned to be like out of the country. He was supposed to be in Venice, Italy. And I don't know if, you know, and by the time he went to the doctors, he really couldn't walk. This is my 35-year-old son. He couldn't walk. Okay. Yeah. Because it affects not only the nerve endings, but also your motor coordination. So it's a very debilitating disease, and it has sort of a rapid onset. Sometimes it's days, but other times it's hours. Wow. So, you know, if you're somewhere else and they're like, I don't know, because it's so rare. It's almost like from an episode of House or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, mm-hmm. I think this, you know, what's the most exotic disease you can think of? Well, that might be Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, that it's a very rare disease to have. But you can make a full recovery. He was in the hospital for 5 days. My hats off to the nursing care, both the nurses and the nurses' aides that work at Columbia Presbyterian, because he got very good care there.
That's good to hear.
I really felt like they were really focused on him, really helping him. I mean, he is, you know, this was very traumatic for him, because he's just the kind of person that doesn't like to go to the doctor, you know, faints at all kinds of needles and things.
Oh, well.
So that made it even harder. even harder. But he just had excellent medical care, you know, and hats off to Dr. Nealon. You would have loved her. She is a woman of our age. She was so confident and so reassuring to Will when she spoke to him, because you can imagine how scary this is. Right, you don't know what's happening to yourself. And, you know, and it's a 5-day treatment. Well, is 1 day of the treatment enough? Does that arrest the disease, or could things still progress? I mean, you don't really know. And Dr. Nealon was just outstanding. And I have to say, the other thing, at one point when she first came into the emergency room and she was really examining Will and focused on him, I looked, she has, you know, white coat on. I looked down, she is wearing the Rothy's sneakers, Leanne and Liz.
Nice.
She had,
well, they are
the
washable.
She had the exact same ones that I picked out. The classic blue with this white stripe up the back. I was like,
When you knew she was trustworthy.
I like that doctor. Dr. Nealon in her Rothies just really helped out.
Oh,
so
wow.
My son's at home now. He has physical therapy for this. So for some people who get this disease, they get much more severe cases than Will had. And he has physical therapy. He is regaining his strength. As you can imagine, this was quite taxing for him. And as I said, he's attempting to go back to work today. I don't know how far he can walk. If you live in New York, you walk everywhere. But he felt like he wanted to give it a try. They encourage you to try to resume normal activities. But they, you know, they're two working parents with two kids, you know, and
right.
their idea busy. Of normal activities is really pretty extreme. So, but I'm just, you know, I'm just filled with gratitude that they were able to diagnose and treat him. So.
Yes. How terrifying. Well, yeah, good medical care. When you get it, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Speaking of walking, Julie. I saw this story in the LA Times a couple of weeks ago and saved it because, you know, like newspapers love to do silly feature stories about local goofballs. It's kind of their stock in trade. And I just believe in subscribing to your local newspaper. And so this one in the LA Times, the headline was People Walker Taps Need to Connect. And it is a story about a guy named Chuck McCarthy who started a service called the People Walker. And the reason he started this is because he's an artist. He wasn't making a lot of money, lived in a, you know, sort of low end part of town, and he would walk everywhere. And he kept seeing signs for personal training or dog walking, you know, the way you do on the utility poles around LA. So he thought to himself, well, if, you know, why just dogs? Most humans could use a good walk too. And so he decided that he would start this people walking business. And this is a couple of years ago now, and it is going really well. But what's interesting in the story to me is where they talk about how many people, not just in Los Angeles, but like across the country, spend so much of their time alone now. It's so different than the way that we used to work. In the article, it says nearly a third of the city's households consist of only one person, and that's young and old, rich and poor, you know, no matter where you are on the economic scale. And there are a lot of people that work from home, or they, you know, they're in their car half the day, that people spend an unbelievable amount of time alone now, much more than ever before. And research has shown that social isolation and its frequent companion, loneliness, can really have health consequences that are very profound, and they actually shorten our lives. So there's a standard measurement of human loneliness that scores people based on how you answer a series of questions that get to the extent to which you feel connected to or disconnected from others. And so they have some of the details in the story about it. And last year, they surveyed more than 20,000 American adults, and nearly half said they sometimes or always felt alone or left out. And that the youngest generation, Generation Z, they were the loneliest, followed closely by millennials. And
oh, really?
Yeah. Because people are isolated with their, you know, in their jobs or with their devices. It said only 53% of all of those questioned said they had meaningful, in-person, social interactions daily. Isn't that surprising?
Yes.
So say half of the population is not having meaningful, personal, social interactions daily. So that's why, you know, Chuck McCarthy steps in with People Walker. It's been this huge hit. And he said he realized that it seems like a crazy idea, but it's cheaper than a gym and it's quite beneficial. And he gets good stories out of it, which apparently that's what he wanted out of it. So now when you go to their app, you can sort of order up who you want to walk with. Perhaps you want Taj, who graduated from UCLA, where he majored in music and minored in LGBTQ studies. His parents are East Indian and Filipino, and he has other passions, including music and mindfulness. Or maybe you'd rather talk to Renata, who's an actress who would be happy to teach you Spanish. She also loves improv, movies, food, hikes, coffees, desserts. Anyway, lots of fun people here, but it becomes clear as you read through it that it's sort of the essence of the satellite sisterhood, right? It's someone you need to be able to have these meaningful conversations with people. We always say, not every conversation will change your life, but any conversation can. And here, you know, if you need to go reach out and find new people because you don't have satellite sisters and misters in your life, I say all good with this.
Sure.
So go. There are some people that hire someone every day to walk them.
How much is it? Just out of curiosity. I know that's not the point.
Okay. Let me see if it says here.
Did not mean to ask a follow-up question.
I don't know where it says that.
Okay. That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Anyway,
it just seemed like something we know is true.
Right.
Right? You need meaningful, personal, social interactions every day. Even if it's not, doesn't have to be deep. Just like face-to-face, eye-to-eye, a little bit of conversation goes a long way. So I want to thank you, Chuck McCarthy, for putting it out there. And it seems like for those of you who are trying to think of new business opportunities in your own cities, you might want to try the people walking.
People walking.
Okay. I know we know a lot of people listen to Satellite Sisters when they're out doing their own walks. And I think that's why.
Right.
That's why people write to us so often and say they feel like we're their friends. So we are happy to be your friends.
Right.
But more friends, more good. Go for it.
When I started going back, you know, working a lot on writing, I did find it was very isolating. And that's when I started to make sure I scheduled walks with my friends at least three or 4 days a week, because I could absolutely go all day without talking to anybody.
Mm-hmm. And just talking to yourself.
Right.
Which you do.
Yeah. And the dog.
And the dog.
That's right.
It's important.
Yeah. He said he was particularly offended by people that wear noise-canceling headphones. Like, they're not even allowing any life to get into their life. Okay. So, anyway, I liked it.
All right. Interesting story, Liz. Thank you. All right. Stay with us. We have some entertaining sisters recommendations. But first, we're going to thank a couple of sponsors.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer plus Get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
So, hey, one more thing about my reunion, which I didn't mention, is I did do a little work as a podvangelist. Because, you know.
Good work, Liz. We count on you to be constantly marketing and promoting for us.
Well, you know, Jewel, people ask you, like, what are you up to? And what do they know? They haven't seen you in 20 years or 40 years or something. And so when you say you do a podcast, sometimes you get that quizzical look. Or other times people are like, yeah, you know, I haven't really gotten into them yet. I'm like, okay. Pull out your phone, hand me your phone. So I did that at the opening event. Not too much, but just enough. If anyone actually said, I don't really understand how to listen to a podcast, I showed them.
Right.
They handed me their phone. Mainly they're preloaded with the Apple Podcasts app. So I would just open that. Then let's search on something you might really like. Oh, Satellite Sisters. So I put in Satellite Sisters. I subscribed them to Satellite Sisters. And then I took it one step further. I was like, what else do you like? And, you know, there was one woman who said, well, 18th century American history. I think she was trying to stump me.
Oh,
and
totally.
I was like, oh, no, you can't. Do you know how many history podcasts there are in this thing? So, like, boom, I subscribed her to, like, an American history podcast. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. So if I can do it, you can do it, Satellite Sisters. When you're with your friends and you're talking about Satellite Sisters, because we know you do, because mm-hmm. you tell us in your email that you do, and they're like, yeah, I don't understand. Just show them. It's so easy. Just like they pull out their phones, you hit whatever app they have, you subscribe them to Satellite Sisters. Then in the future, when you're with them, you can be talking about all the things we talk about here.
Conversation starter, Liz.
God, it's a conversation starter.
We also want to remind you to join our Facebook group if you haven't yet. It's a closed group, so you do have to apply, but just answer the questions. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to the podcast and on what platform. A reminder, we appreciate when people recommend other people for the group, but we really like to have the group be people who listen to the podcast and understand mm-hmm. the show. Mm-hmm. So that's why if you see your friends getting rejected, it's hard for us. We feel terrible. We know, I'm sure they're wonderful, but we need people to answer the questions
yes.
in a way that says to us, oh, yes, they listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I like sometimes when people get recommended and they're, no, I don't listen. I've never heard of this show. Okay,
don't take it personally, Lynn.
Yeah, take it personally. It just makes me laugh. They don't know why they're getting recommended either. But this week over there in the Facebook group, very busy. First of all, there's one thread for all your graduation, your prom, your bar mitzvah.
I love those. I mean, just so happy. Everybody's having a good time, right?
That's right. All these life milestones. We want to see the pictures and we want to hear the story behind the picture. So thank you for everyone that's posted. Last couple of weeks, just mm-hmm. filled and filled mm-hmm. with great news and big milestones and kids and making exciting leaps. And
yes.
it's great to see. Also, a lot of travel, people looking for travel mm-hmm. advice. Denver, New Orleans, Athens, Greece, Mykonos. People want to know where to go, what to do, Santa Fe. You all have the answers. That's great. There's a whole thread on, I want to make some frozen meals for my daughter who's expecting. That's a lovely idea.
Yes.
Yeah. We want to see the suggestions there. All kinds of interesting things happening on the Facebook group. So we would love for you to join us. Just mm-hmm. ask and you shall be mm-hmm. admitted if you listen to the podcast. Also, just one more social media reminder. If you're traveling, we would love to see your photos. So use Sat Sisters Travel as your hashtag. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Sat Sisters Travel if you're posting to Instagram, and it will pop up under that hashtag, and we would love to see it. So like Sue's going to Rwanda. We want to see those photos.
Yes, I would love to see those photos.
So,
the photo of me in the Rome train station with the map,
yeah.
that's why I posted it at the Sat Sisters Instagram with the hashtag Sat Sisters Travel. So
right.
you can see me when I was 20 in my black clogs and my jeans.
With a giant backpack.
With a giant backpack and a giant map. All these things that don't exist anymore. Away luggage. There weren't even any roller bags in 1978, right?
No.
Why did it take so long to invent roller bags? It seems so obvious.
Yeah, because the wheel had been around quite a while.
That's true. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, Liz and Leanne, I want you to run, do not walk, to go see this wonderful movie that opened this weekend called Booksmart. Have you heard about this?
Yes. Is this the Olivia Wilde movie?
Yes, this was directed by Olivia Wilde. It's an intelligent, funny movie, a coming of age about two teenage girls. Now, it has very familiar ground. It's, you know, high school, coming of age. It's the different groups that are in high school, being blue about, you know, popular versus unpopular. It stars two just adorable, funny, wonderful actresses, Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Dever. They're best friends, and they are totally book smart. They've had their heads down for 4 years in high school. They've worked as hard as they can, and they've done very, very well, and they're going to wonderful colleges. But then they realize, they start to, you know, talk to some of the other kids in their class and realize that these other people that they, you know, thought were just out partying and are real losers, they also got into good colleges as well. And they're like shocked. Like, how did this happen? Okay. And this is not part of the Varsity Blues scandal at all. But so they realize they have one night left to have some fun in high school before graduation. Mm-hmm. And so they set out on this caper. Again, this is not necessarily new themes, right, but it is told in a funny, intelligent, sweet, wonderful way. And it's very positive. It's a very accepting movie. And it's just, it's a delight the whole way through. So I highly recommend that you go see this. It was a nationally released movie, which is very good. But because, you know, so it's not a blockbuster, so I don't know how long it's going to be around in the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the theater where I saw it seemed to be thoroughly enjoying the movie. But I am sure Satellite Sisters will love this. It's okay. Just well done. It's sweet. It's tender. It has, in the same way that, you know, we love the movie Lady Bird, yeah, because that was about a teenage girl and it seemed very true and real. This has some of those same qualities, like you really like these two teenage girls and some of the adventures that they get into.
Okay. I mean, if I had been around this weekend, it's one of those things that I totally would have seen. So it's on my list. Maybe yes, even on a school night. Maybe I'll go see it one night this week.
Because I worry because it didn't, you know, it wasn't a big giant movie this weekend that they're going to cut back or you won't be able to see it. It did get a national release, which is great. So it's out in theaters all across the country. But yes, I think we can really build word of mouth for this movie because it's called Booksmart. It was directed by Olivia Wilde.
You're doing it. Word of mouth here.
Take your Satellite Sisters and go see it.
All right. Before we wrap, I just want to mention that coming up in a couple weeks, we'll be having Jennifer Weiner on the show. We're very excited to talk to her. She's a fantastic author, a best-selling author in the women's category. She's someone who really speaks up and speaks her mind across a lot of platforms. She's going to be talking about her new summer release, Mrs. Everything. And that will be to celebrate our Best Beach Bag Books list. That is all dropping, as they say in the business, June 11th. So I am frantically reading books.
Yay, Leah.
Julie, you're reading some. Liz, you've been tasked.
I'm going to do the audio book reviews.
But we want to give you a list of books that you can read this summer. Summer classic beach reads, and others will be maybe books to read if it's raining at the beach and you want to stay inside. But we're putting together our annual list, and that will be on June 11th. There'll be a post on the website, and then we'll also have the podcast and the interview with Jennifer Weiner. So we're looking forward to doing that. We would like to thank our sponsors for this week's show. Thanks for supporting us, and thanks to all of you for supporting the people that support us. We really appreciate it. We'd like to thank Sergio Enriquez for making us sound great every week. Thank you, Sergio. We appreciate it. What else is happening? What's on your to-do list? Julie, what are you doing?
I am actually going up. Urban Nana's heading back up to Brooklyn. My husband and I are going to be providing backup support as Will recovers from his Guillain-Barré syndrome. So we're going back up. We're going to be doing some babysitting, grocery shopping, you know, chasing kids, running around, stuff like that.
Yeah, he'll probably be tired that first week back.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. That's really, really nice of you. Well, I just have to get ready for the Women's World Cup. I mean... I'm not playing, but I will be watching.
Oh, you're not. Oh, no. Okay. But you're still in training for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening. It starts like June 8th in France. I think the U.S., their first game is June 11th. That's going to be a busy 4 weeks for me following the Women's World Cup. So
good.
I just want to get on it, you know, look at the list, see what groups we're dealing with, check out our roster, make my coaching decisions from the couch. So I'm just preparing for that now because you have to squeeze it in between the French Open and Wimbledon.
I know, that started.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I guess some people are still watching the NBA and the NHL, but, you know, I'm just pretty
Not
focused
you. You've
on
you. Moved
the,
on.
Yeah, on the Women's World Cup. So that's what I'm doing this week.
And how about you, Liz?
Tonight is the final episode of Fosse Verdon.
Yes.
Which I have really, really enjoyed. And I'm going to be sad to see this end. You know, it's only like six episodes in total or
eight,
something.
Eight.
Yeah. So I'm sad to see that go. But, Julie, here in LA, Leon and I got invited to a panel discussion, a screening and panel on Thursday night by the Fosse Verdon team, Fosse. So we are going to a panel on Thursday night that will include Sam Rockwell, who plays Bob Fosse, Michelle Williams, who plays Gwen Verdon. And she, my God, she's amazing.
She's
in this.
So good.
Just unbelievable. And she is not, it's not a flattering portrayal of Gwen Verdon either.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a very, these are
two complicated,
very complex characters. Also on the panel, Norbert Leo Butz, you know, who's a big Broadway star. In this, he plays Paddy Chayefsky. Leon and I were discussing earlier, a key role in this drama is to have their best friend, Paddy Chayefsky. But then also Tommy Kail, the executive producer, also known as one of the creators, director of Hamilton. Stephen Levinson is one of the executive producers of Fosse Verdon. He also wrote a little thing called Dear Evan Hansen. Joel Fields, the executive producer, is going to be there. He wrote and executive produced a little thing called The Americans, which how much I loved The Americans. And then last but not least on the panel, Nicole Fosse herself. So the daughter whose life story they optioned to tell this whole tale. So next week, we will probably have some keen insights into Fosse Verdon.
Yeah.
But that's where Leon and I will
sure
be
they,
on Thursday
and they
night.
Give special lessons so that you can say it just like that, right?
Yeah. I'm very excited.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't drive to Beverly Hills at rush hour for nothing. And that's so that I am headed over Thursday evening. So that's something to look forward to this week. Yeah, looking forward to that. All right, anybody have anything else?
Nope.
I think that's
all right. So everybody back in town. Fun to see everybody today. Julie, fun to be with you this weekend.
Yes, it was great to be with you, Liam. Yep.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.
Or take her for a walk.